Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so this is Horse Thursday, of course. Today is Thursday, February 24th, and it's an amazing day. We've got a really, really great show for you guys today. I hope you all, unlike me, were able to listen to the BEE last night. Because I hear it was amazing and such a great new tool for us to be able to use, and I'm really excited about it. I got stuck at helping with an emergency at the vet clinic, and I was not able to listen, so like probably some of you, I'm eagerly awaiting that recording, which will be coming out. But in the meantime, I've got Cindy with me here this morning and our special guest, Dr. Marlee Sponk. So I'm going to turn it over to Cindy to do a little bit of an intro, and then we're going to talk to Dr. Marlee Sponk and get some kind of some review of last night and what things we can, how we can use this new tool. And we may have some time for questions, but I think we're maybe going to address some of the questions that came up last night also that we maybe weren't able to address. So, all right, Cindy, I'm going to turn it over to you. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Rainey and everybody. And Marlee, thanks for being on. I think for those of you who were on last night, I think you'll agree that it's one of the best things I've ever seen Beamer be able to produce. I was so impressed. I mean, I knew I was going to love it, but I loved it even more. And so I was just very pleased. We had over 600 people on the call, and I know that for those on the West Coast, it was early. So we're really expecting to get a lot more traction, if you will, out of the recording. And so, and before I bring on Dr. Marlee, I do have good news that this is something that we did say was promised and was delivered, that there is, there is a fact sheet that is excellent, and it is now in your BBO distributor library under sales and marketing. Go down to it's the first item on the, it's number 9 under the equine, and you will see that it is the Beamer Equine Research News, and it gives a little about the horse set, a little about back pain. It gives you the abstract with a live link that's in PubMed, and then the study details and the highlighted benefits. And so there it is in bright orange. It says, this study has shown that Beamer therapy reduces muscular back pain in horses, improves postural control in horses, improves spinal flexibility in horses, improves functional movement in horses. I mean, you know, how perfect is that? And it was published initially. The study came out in the Journal of Equine Veterinary Science back on January 23rd. And so for those of you that have veterinarian prospects or customers and they have access to pull off the study, they certainly can do so with the title. But the abstract is what will come up in the link that shows on this fact sheet. So you definitely, this is something that you want to share with people. And it's, you know, it's just a great review for you. So very excited that that is available and it was delivered as promised. So without any more ado, I would really want to thank and congratulate Dr. Marlee Sponk for co-hosting last night with Dr. Burka, but really directing the entire show with Dr. Melissa King. And so I want to welcome Marlise, and I'm going to ask her if she can get start out by giving us a little history of what, you know, the Beamer Equine educational events, what the history of the BEE is and what the goals of it are. So kind of put it in context for us. And welcome, Marlise. Thanks for coming on.
Hey. Hey, Cindy. Yeah, the BEEE, this is something we joke most about, actually, between the people working on it, you know, how many E's there actually are. But it's the Beamer Equine Educational Experience, and we have a lot of fun about it. So everyone can make fun of it, but, as you know, as long as we know what it is. But, yeah, first of all, I want to start, Cindy, and thank you, and hi, Rainey. Thank you, Cindy, for this perfect summary of last night. We still have a lot of euphoria that we feel running through our blood today because of the exciting event with 623 people on, you know, for a weekday in the horse world. That is absolutely gigantic. And I want to, first of all, also thank the team, and that also will show that the BEEE is really teamwork. The BEE was an idealization of Ian Robb and myself back in, you know, it's like we started talking about it like probably a year ago or so, and wondering, you know, what can we do to raise the bar for Beamer Equine, as we like to call it, you know, all the Beamer horse set sharing and learning efforts. We tend to call it Beamer Equine. And how can we raise the bar? Because we have in our hands this most phenomenal piece of technology, and in my opinion, and I'm very biased, as you all know, the most, you know, effective and useful piece of technology, you know, to be used in the comfort of the barn, but as well to be used in veterinary medical settings or therapeutic settings, and it can be useful for everyone. And so, since we know that, you know, education is the pillar, you know, knowledge is power, and, you know, with the Beamer Equine being such an important component of the Beamer marketing plan, because, you know, as you know, in 2020, the Beamer horse set actually gained a lot of ground, regardless of adverse situations in the world. Beamer horse set has always been a top seller, and especially since those years. So, but the education didn't take equal steps. You know, there was a lot of sharing, but the educational effort hadn't been there. And so we really wanted to change that. And so Ian and I went to Dr. Burka and say, what can we do? And as you all know, Dr. Burka has been spearheading the Medical Mondays and Wellness Wednesdays, which is education about the human set, you know, more from a scientific medical usage point of view, which is absolutely phenomenal series every month. He's doing that. So he's doing two evenings every month, one for healthcare practitioners, which is Medical Monday, and one for everybody, which is Wellness Wednesday. And we gain a lot of knowledge about healthy lifestyle, about Beamer usage, and about, you know, healthy mindset and everything, and hear from all those amazing practitioners. And so we wanted to do the same thing. You know, what better platform to do than just to, you know, why invent the wheel if he already has a model that works? So we kind of took his efforts as a blueprint, and he was all on board because he's all education. And since I am a consultant to the Medical Expert Center, which he is heading in Beamer, Dr. Burka is also a consultant to Beamer, although I believe, you know, certainly full time, but and I'm only very, very, very partial myself because I'm also a distributor myself. But he said, yes, let's go for it. And so the BEEE was officially approached, you know, through all the corporate loops and, you know, red tape and et cetera, was approved as an effort. So it's completely backed by corporate as an educational effort. Now, what we know from Medical Monday and Wellness Wednesday over time, because Dr. Burka has been, he started that in the beginning of 2021, that although they are 100% educational-based calls, these are huge pieces of marketing. And, I mean, I think you can tell me, Cindy and Randy, if you are sharing Wellness Wednesdays, I mean, I'm sharing them like crazy, because they have such good information, and they're not sales pitches, right? Yeah. So you don't it doesn't make you feel uncomfortable, because there's no pricing, no nothing. There's just true experiences. And so since that was proven, you know, this is a win-win for everybody, because we're raising the bar for Beamer Equine. This is a hardcore medical device. You know, this is not just about pressing start. You know, whoever uses the Beamer, they really benefit from knowing how it works, why it works, why a 5-minute session is so effective, and you don't need more, but you don't need, you know, more is better, but on the contrary, less is more. And how this works in the body, what other variables there can be in a horse's management that could have an influence? Because, you know, unfortunately, we get a lot of questions. Obviously, people, I'm pretty visible, so people come to me with concerns or questions, or I get reports. And there's just a lot of misunderstanding in the field. And, you know, we don't want those kind of shortcuts being taken. You know, we take this very seriously. We are advocates of the horse. And since the horse cannot necessarily tell us, you know, I got this going on and I really need this addressed, and this makes me feel good, this doesn't make me feel good, we need to educate the people who use the Beamer and who share the Beamer with their clients, with their new team members, to do a good job. And also a big, big thing is that with Beamer, we don't make any claims that are unfounded. You know, as you all know, Beamer is rooted in science. That's what I also shared last night in the initial overview. You know, since 23 years, Beamer is a hardcore science-based device, like I like to say it. And so for the horse set, we want to make sure that everything that we say, all the claims that we can make that are on the brochure, et cetera, on our marketing materials, are actually true. And that's why we're also so picky when people say, yeah, Beamer horse set helped my horse heal from this and this and this, or it helps with that. That is not necessarily true at all. You know, it's all based on the blood flow. If we want it to be true, we really need to do a study. And what we've seen from Europe, we have seen quite a bit of studies coming out, and there are some things in the pipeline that people will see this year. It's going to be an extremely exciting year for Beamer Equine once again, because some studies from Europe kind of trickling in this year. And they actually like to also create a lot of buzz when they have something new. And we're like, you know, we got to do the same, but we're going to do it our way. We're going to do it, you know, with the scientists. We're going to make this available to all the independent Beamer distributors in the field, and also for their prospects and clients. They can come on. Everyone can learn about the horse. That the current customers can gain more knowledge, and you know, and just hear it straight from the horse's mouth, which is Dr. Melissa King yesterday, who did a phenomenal job. And I want to also about Cindy, and then I'll stop my ramble. But I want to also I want to emphasize that this whatever we do here, folks, this is teamwork. So Ian Robb and myself and Dr. Burka, huge kudos to them. They have, you know, I had a couple of, how do you call them, emotional breakdowns before that call last night, because, you know, it's a lot to get 623 people on the call, you know, and make sure that they're well served and that they're going to like what they see. But then also yourself, Cindy, and Hannah Taylor on the Q&A. I called upon you just a few days ago, and you were like, yes, we are in. And you got so many questions. You got, you know, the typing cramps in your hands from typing. And then Nikki in the Medical Expert Center, who was on the controls for the Zoom, and then Dr. King herself, who obviously is a superior teacher. So yeah, thank you for all the teamwork, and then obviously the people in the background, Brad Horn on the marketing effort. We only had 1 week to promote this call because the flyer came out 1 week ago. So yeah, we did it, and then obviously Johnny in education, he will edit the call for us and put it in the back office, and we have that phenomenal piece of marketing material, which is a one pager, which is on the back office, like you said. Go ahead, Cindy.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the acknowledgement. But I'll tell you what was exciting just personally is before, as we were prepping for the call last night, and we all agreed that we were part of making history. And that makes me choke up right there. But
absolutely.
You know, it's what we tend to forget. We get so wrapped up in, you know, what they might be doing with different clients and their horses. We really tend to forget, I think, that this is a registered medical, animal medical device, you know, and that is huge. And remember, you know, as we talk about what makes Beamer unique, that's unique. And the fact that Beamer supports studies like this that we're talking about today, that is unique. And it was very apparent with the questions that were coming in last night saying, well, is there a study about this? And is there a study about this? And I go, no, that's the point. There's a lot of other products out there, but they don't go to the extent of trying to prove and validate what they claim. And so that's what's really, you know, has always differentiated Beamer. And you need to be proud of that and hold on to it because, you know, studies are, this is the results of a 3-year process. And you say, wow, well, you know, the study didn't go on for that long, but to analyze the results, it takes a great deal of effort. And so, what I wanted to, think about as we're not going to answer any kind of medical questions. That's just not appropriate. You have medical questions, you can address an email to the Medical Experts Center and put equine in the subject. But there was a number of comments last night that I noticed were still about usage, and people were saying, well, should I do this or that? And so, you know, for example, someone was saying, well, they described how they were using the horse set and then should they take a day off or should they rest? And Marlies, do you remember that question? Because she said, I use this program, and then, you know, should I stop? Do you remember the question that I'm kind of referring to talk about?
I honestly don't, but the thing is, because I was doing the panel discussion, so I had limited control over the questions at that time because just too much going on. But this is the thing. This is the reason, you know, because now people are like, oh, what protocol do I need to follow? The you know, that is the thing the point that we're trying to get across. There are no protocols. This study had a protocol. Because you have to make choices. You have, and that's also like, why was the study only 3 days, or why only 8 horses, or et cetera, et cetera. There is a huge amount of effort going into the study. The amount of diagnostics that they did were so extensive that you actually can do with a small group of horses. The protocols, you don't need a larger group of horses because you got all your need, and there's 100% good outcome. So there is no question, you know, that there should be more horses. Now, as far as the protocols goes, because they used, you know, all these horses were diagnosed with clinical back pain and resolved in the 3 days. On day one, they did program one twice, you know, 6 hours apart. Day two, they did program two. 6 hours apart, you know, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening. And then on day three, did it program three twice, 50 minutes in the morning, 50 minutes in the evening. So a progression of intensities. They, who knows, you know, if they would have done program one on day one, two, and three, they would have had the same results. in all reality, but this is a choice of the study. They need to ensure they get the results. This was under 100% veterinary medical oversight. Remember that. Three board-certified doctors, because it was not just Dr. King. It's also Dr. Frisbee and Dr. Sebal that are in this, let me look it up for you here, in the Gail Holmes Equine Orthopedic Research Center at Colorado State University, who did this with a bunch of, you know, interns and residents and students, veterinary medicine students who are involved, and then scientists who were involved in this, and Dr. Burka also like totally involved in the study design. So that was carefully chosen. Now, who would be to say that if you would have done program one on day one, program two on day one, and program three on day and day program one on day three? So program one for all the 3 days, you would have gotten the same results, possibly, right? When I go to horse shows, and pretty much every horse has back pain, like Dr. King said, that she found in the literature, you know, quote-unquote naturally occurring back pain with a variety of underlying causes, which, of course, we would like to know what the underlying cause is ultimately, because that's good holistic medicine. But even if you just look at the back pain itself, which is the muscles kind of compensating for the stuff underneath, we only use program one in those shows pretty much, and because we never go to program two or three on the blanket when we don't know these horses yet, and we do it the first day, we do it the second day, so it's hard to tell. You know, we may use the cuff on the horse. The cuffs are three times stronger, and we know that they are for intensive application. She could have done the study with the cuffs, but I am actually extremely happy that they did the study with the blankets, because we're providing also support to the whole body, the general circulation, the immune system, which is involved in cleaning up inflammation, right? So the relaxation of the horse, the balancing of that nervous system. So that's why we also do not promote to just purchase the cuffs, because it's not a holistic therapy in that case. You're just kind of targeting one area of the body, and you really need the whole body to be well for the parts to be well, and the other way around. And so protocols is very hard to say. You know, low and slow is our motto. We don't have any protocols. You're going to work with the horse you have in front of you. And you want to see, you know, you're just going to whisper to them first. You're going to do program one. Okay. Horse just needs to get back in healing mode, needs to relax, needs to switch, you know, from always being chronic stress, clean up the body a little bit. So in a real day-to-day situation, when someone has the Beamer horse that's in their barn, they're just going to take it easy. You're not going to rush that horse to resolve its back. I mean, of course, you're already doing that, but you're not going to progress tentatives to try and force that back pain to go away. If I'm trying to explain that, if that makes sense, Cindy.
Yeah, what I wanted to emphasize and say the different way of what you're saying is, because the study did progressively each program a different day, that is not you saying, oh, I want the same results, I'm going to do that. So you don't take that as big to achieve the results that they did, that you follow that that protocol of changing the program each day. So we shared that just so that you understand what the study did. But I think it's really important, as you said, Marlise, to focus on the blanket. It did not include the cuffs at all. So questions that Dr. King answered she said, I'm sure I would have gotten, I'm confident that the results would have been supported if we had added the cuffs in as well. And, you know, one of the things that I do remember as a question that came up was for someone who said, if I'm a new horse owner, which they were apparently, and said, how do I, how does pain express itself in the horse? Because I don't know if my horse is in pain. And I started to answer that, and my first answer was going to be, well, if we go to ride the horse, they buck you off. It's probably a pretty good reason. that may be one of the options right there, but I didn't want to be facetious, and I didn't really have time to answer that whole thing. So Marlies, maybe you could share what some, for someone that is less familiar with horses or even might not have their own, what are some of the, how would pain manifest in different horses? And Ray, you could probably chime in on that as well.
You know what, Cindy? I mean, that question is a little concerning to me because of course, that is our first and foremost obligation to the horse, that we know how to recognize pain and discomfort in our horses. And it can, and that's why I said also yesterday in my overview, we have to be good observers of the horse because they're 100% dependent on us. They don't have choices over their day, how their day goes, right? And
right.
They cannot control their environment other than by showing physically or mentally or emotionally showing what they think of it. So
true.
That opens the door for any possible quote-unquote adverse reaction that you see in your horse for it to be a demonstration of pain. Anything that the horse does that you didn't want them to do could be mental pain, but if we're talking about physical pain can also become an actual disease. If they have stomach concerns because they're stressed and that hurts, and then the fat tissue ulcerates in their stomach, they get stomach ulcers, that is very painful. Then what you do is you put the saddle on and the horse tries to kill you, and when you tighten the cinch, and then they say, oh, it's a bad horse. That horse is just in pain. And any expression of the behavior can be pain. But a more subtle level. The horse doesn't eat. The horse has like 17 different facial expressions. In my horses, I notice it from their faces. I had a horse with double positive HYPP. And that is a condition where they can go paralyzed and lay on the ground for an X amount of hours, and you don't know if they get up or not. It's I rescued her from the vet school, and you know how that goes. And she lived with us for 10 years, but what I knew when her eyes kind of became like diamond shaped instead of oval, like oval shaped. She would be in pain and she would be uncomfortable and something would happen. And it was 100%. I know it from the facial expression. And you can actually look for a study on the internet from 2014 or 15 called Equine Face. You can look for Equine Pain Face. And you can see all these different expressions on their face and that the horses are uncomfortable. And it's incredible how many facial expressions the horse can have. And what I like about the Beamer, like one of the thousand things I like about the Beamer, is that when you put the Beamer blanket on the horses, they change facial expressions 100% of the time. It becomes soft. Their eyes become, even if they don't have the exaggerated yawning and things, what people, and this is another really good reminder for people, horses don't need to start yawning or stretching or shaking or stretching their body. Just look at the face. You see the tiniest vibrations in their muscles, near their mouth, their lips. You see their eyes slightly softening and just a relaxation of the face. And if you start looking at those kind of things, you start recognizing these signs. So in order, if you don't know what, if you're wondering, like, is my horse in pain, look at how your horse behaves to everything you do and how it is in the stall and if it's eating, if it's hesitating to eat, and if it has concerns when training or riding. It's the whole picture of the whole horse. I mean, I cannot really, Rainey, I'd love to hear what your take on this is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really a hard thing to say. I mean, it's just like people, so that everyone's going to express it a little bit differently. And I would say any kind of, I mean, just to kind of add on to what you're saying, any kind of change in behavior or movement is going to indicate maybe something. And it doesn't have to be huge. Like you said, it could just be a tiny little, like you've saddled them every day for 2 years and all of a sudden you saddle them today and they flinch. Something, or you put a different saddle on and all of a sudden they're riding different. Their gait feels a little different. Something feels just a little bit different. And the other thing I was going to say is sometimes you're not going to know. Just like people, we sometimes have had pain for years and years and years, and we just learn to live with it. And you don't even think about it anymore until you get on something like Beamer and it starts feeling better. And you're like, oh, I didn't even realize how much that bothered me until now it doesn't hurt anymore. So, you know, you just kind of have to sometimes putting Beamer on and then watching a change of behavior. You're like, oh, maybe that's because they have had a pain in that area for this many years, or maybe even all the years that I've owned them, and now they don't have that anymore. So now their gait is different, or, you know, they've smoothed out a certain, you know, movement or something. And so, you know, change in behavior one way or another, I think, or change in movement, I think, is kind of the one of the biggest indicators as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, something else that struck, and those answers are perfect, too, and hopefully that person is listening a little bit to get some perspective, but what I would also say is to take a moment and, you know, spend time with the horse and trust your instinct to pay attention to the subtle changes. And, you know, horses communicate with us. Marlies, you talked about that, you know, the extension of the electromagnetic field of the horse's heart. But to not go in with saying, well, here's a checklist. Are these things happening? No, but listen to your particular horse, and you'd be surprised at what they communicate with you if you are in a frame of mind to be receptive and listen. So
very well said, Cindy. Very well said. Yep, and Rainey as well. And I want to add one thing, because if we're only looking at the back pain, run your hands over their back. You know, use your index and your thumb together and run it, you know, about 2 inches from the spine. That is that big epaxial muscle that Dr. King has done the studies on. That was the expression of back pain that could have had a ton of different underlying reasons, because what Dr. King indicated also yesterday was they didn't know necessarily where that back pain in those studied horses came from originally. Did it come from the saddle? Did it come from the spinal, you know, the spinal bone concern? Did it come from not ideal hoof care, which a lot of concerns horse postural wise come from? You know, did it come from, you know,
right,
arthritis in the joints? Like we don't know what it came from. But she says that doesn't even matter. The Beamer took care of that back pain. Of course you need to, you know, this is the thing. If it comes back later on, that means that the stimulus is still there. You know, the causative agent is still there. So that's why you need to go under the surface with that iceberg, look for what could have that horse create back pain. Because horses in the wild, they typically do not walk around with back pain. But domesticated horses do walk around with back pain almost 100%. And, yeah, you can palpate the spine. You just kind of palpate the long line over their back where the muscle is, and the horse kind of ducks down or flinches. A lot of times what we hear when I palpate when we do Beamer demos on new horses, and then the next day the people, I have this reported multiple times to me, the people say, look, I don't know what happened, But what I noticed this morning was that when I was brushing my horse, the horse was not flinching again. Was not flinching anymore. Was not contracting their skin anymore. It was allowing me to brush the horse in a normal way, and it was actually comfortable. So meaning that before we did the Beamer session, the horse had been very reactive to brushing, which should be a delightful event, right, if the horse is being brushed. Instead, it wasn't because they were sore. So there was some soreness underlying, and I know when I have back pain, I don't want to be brushed. See what I mean? So because it's irritating. Those are the things. Those are the subtleties that we're talking about.
Yeah. Something I want to add, too, because I think this is something that we don't always think about. And you know, we say that, you know, every horse has a rider or at least a caretaker. And sometimes we forget that the causes of the problems are related to the horse picking up from the rider. The rider could be out of balance. The rider could be in pain themselves. And therefore, the horse is having to compensate for the rider's imbalances. And that's really something that we want to be mindful of. You know, it's not just a marketing thing to say, well, we could sell another Beamer. The fact is that, you know, there is a fine balance between the rider and their horse. Both of them need to be, both of them need the kind of support that Beamer can provide so the body can be in balance for them to work optimally. And sometimes we think, oh, well, you know, it's because of the fit of the saddle, which very well could be, or all these other causes. And we tend to forget that there could be one, you know, that's very directly coming from us as the rider. So there's good reason for saying every rider can use a Beamer. So,
yeah, and I wish Chip was on because she talks about that a lot, and she talks about her effort to keep herself in balance, and she talks about, you know, using Beamer herself and using, you know, going to chiropractors and, you know, making sure she's in balance so she doesn't pull her horse out of balance. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, we see that Ian has had his hand raised up for a long time, and there's another question. So can we bring on Ian? And he could share some comments from last night, too.
Yep. Ian, you're live.
Yes, absolutely. I just want to know if Five-Year-Old can hook up with Brad Horn and make a T-shirt or a shirt that says the BEE, and where can I order one? Because I think it would be great.
A new opportunity. Yeah. Okay, so aside from that, Ian, so tell us your comments or your takeaways from having been involved last night. What comes to mind for you?
Well, I thought it was phenomenal. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been on a lot of Zoom calls for the last couple of years. I've seen a lot of workshops, a lot of presentations around the world when it comes to Beamer. But I thought last night was just something just beyond what I've seen before. And
yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing the recording as well because I was part of it, but I was able to sit back too and just watch it unfold and seeing what happened with Dr. Marlies talking about the set. I mean, I think those slides were awesome. I think the presentation was great. She was on point to every single step. And I thought Dr. Burka was definitely the filling in the Oreo cookie because he was able to connect the dots. And then have Dr. King do another spectacular presentation about the study. So he's a good filler for an Oreo cookie. So I thought it was great. Go ahead.
No, good. I think, her presentation, you know, again, as representing her team, it was really, I think she did an outstanding job. And we got a feel for her as an individual. And, you know, I always like that. So now I see we're getting a bunch of calls. So thank you.
They definitely want me off the phone. So go ahead, answer them. I'm good. But I just want to get those T-shirts. I say we have to get a little thing out there and say, hey, guys, let's make these T-shirts so we can have the BEEE.
All right, Ian, just for you.
Perfect. All right. We'll see if we can get to some of these callers and see if we can get some question answered. First, we've got area code 713. Area code 713, you're live on Blog Talk. I think this is Sandra.
It is Sandra in Houston.
Hi, Sandra.
I am so grateful for what you all did yesterday at that presentation. Ian was right. It just had an element to it that was beyond many. And I saw that Dr. Blanc and her introduction was just wonderful. And I've learned so much in these 2 hours and the follow-up call today. So I just, on behalf of anybody else who's feeling the same way, I'm really grateful for everything you've contributed, as I've learned a lot. And I'm not somebody who owns horses, and I'm not around horses. So the fact that you're, you know, able to communicate information in a way that, you know, I understand it is very meaningful.
Oh, that's nice to say. Thank you, Sandra, from all of us, on behalf of all of us. We appreciate recognition.
Okay. Well,
I've
been texting out the fly sheet to the people that I invited to the call. As y'all have been talking, I've been texting it.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, good.
It is. Okay, thanks.
And
thank you
so much, Sandra. We appreciate you calling in.
Sure.
And, you know, this is why I know this is why I do this every Thursday, and I know why Cindy and Dr. Marlise, we do this so that more horses can get Beamer. And so we're glad that it's helping all of you to share it as well. So we're glad to hear that it's working. And you know, the whole team is always working on more and more tools to give you guys to help the most horses we can. All right. Next caller we've got is area code 315. Area code 315, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, ladies. This is Garth from New York. Happy to be calling today. What a fantastic event we had yesterday. And my question is for Dr. Vonk. Dr. Vonk, the prototype of the Beamer blanket, is that just love when you have technical difficulties with your phone. The prototype that was used, is that staying at Colorado State University? Has that been returned to Beamer? Are they going to have any further involvement with Beamer? Can you comment on that, as that was a question that was brought up by a few people today?
Hey, Garth, thank you for the compliments. I do not know where the prototype is at the moment. I got the impression from Dr. King that well, they got to use it during the studies, of course, but I do not know if that returned to Beamer. I know that some of the diagnostic equipment went back to Beamer. These mechanical nociceptive thresholds measure devices, those went back to Dr. Burka because he showed them to me. I do not know where the prototype is, so I honestly cannot answer that. And follow-up studies, you know, that is just, that is an ongoing discussion, you know, always if the right team shows up and the right enthusiasm and the right plan, then, you know, obviously Beamer has funded this study and, you know, they cannot fund an unlimited amount of studies. So that is something that Dr. Burka is deciding with, in conjunction with Beamer AG, which is Liechtenstein, the headquarters, which there is also a medical director there, Dr. Ricarda Jensen. And those decisions are made at that level, at the corporate level. Of course, there can also be independent studies in the field that can be funded otherwise, and we welcome those too. And, you know, not all studies have to cost a whole lot. You know, sometimes studies are have a small budget. So, you know, we're open to everything. And but, yeah, definitely those questions would have to be answered by Dr. Burka, as far as I know at this time.
Question though, Garth, just a second to say, you know, that given, because we did have questions last night about, you know, do other universities have all this equipment? But and Marlise, you're mentioning that some of the equipment, the diagnostic equipment, you know, came through us. So that really speaks again to how highly technical the measurements were with this study, and that there were some unique aspects, because it's not like every vet school would have the capability to have done this. So thanks for asking it and bringing that up. And go ahead.
Yeah, and just a quick shout out to Mr. Ian Robb. What a great job he did last night hosting the Hostess with the Mostess. It's just a really phenomenal collaboration that we have with the BEEE, and you know, this is just great. So appreciate you, Cindy, and Rainey, and Tiff, and I'll be signing off. Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Garth. All right, and looks like the last one that has some questions for us is a familiar caller. Area code 910. Area code 910. You're live on Blog Talk.
That was funny.
I'm guessing this.
You know,
hi, Jane.
Hi. I basically kind of chime in when nobody else is, and then it seems other people come in. I really just wanted to comment. The whole thing was well done. Marlise Funk, you were outstanding. First of all, the use of the language, how you explain things, your poise and your intelligence and your knowledge came through beautifully. I was really wowed by how well you did that. So thank you. Thank you very much. One question, kind of on the issue of some of these owners that have questions about how can I detect pain in a horse. There are several resources out there available for people to learn things like that. If I had been with someone that would have asked that, I would have suggested one. I don't know if I can say that on this program, the one that I would suggest. But I'm wondering if we couldn't help people on Beamer IBD on our Facebook page with resources, or is that something we just don't want to get into? Or if I saw that question, I would suggest an excellent international by the way, the veterinarian you might know, Marlise, is Dr. Sue Dyson, D-Y-S-O-N. But
so
could we help people with that kind of thing?
So, Jane, first of all, thank you so much for your appreciation. That's you know, thank you, because there is a ton of work that goes into the final product and a lot of painstaking edits and and practice. So thank you for bringing all the people together, and it's the synergy of the team that makes these things go well. So glad that is seen. So on the pain detection, so this is the thing, folks. We're venturing out into the veterinary medical field, and we need to be very careful as independent distributors that we're not going to do this. And that's why we have these calls, to create the understanding, but you also have to moderate your and base your behavior with the Beamer Horsehead sharing. You're going to have more knowledge than you're able to share, almost. It's you have a really good foundation, and the Beamer Horsehead is a supportive therapy that is gonna be a team. It's a team player in the whole healthcare routine and management of that horse. So we're not gonna advise people what to do. They're gonna make their own decisions, and they're gonna have their veterinarian and their other therapists, and ultimately it's their decision. But I think it's very important as independent Beamer distributor sharing the horse that we do know horses in and out, and that we do get to learn them. And I just I thank you for bringing this up, because there are a lot of resources, and I have seen the pain expression score in the facial. You can look that up. It's an article from 2014 or 15. You can look that up. But when you came on a call, I was just Googling pain score in horses, and Colorado State themselves have an equine comfort assessment scale that they use in their clinic and probably to teach their students. that has, it's a two-page document. It actually looks really colorful, and it has a pain score between 0 and 4 for horse's body posture, with number 4 being the horse on the ground, which is kind of concerning. And then they also have the facial expressions between 0 and 4. So they don't have the 17 different scores, but at least they have them one of 0 to 4, 4 being, you know, number 4. If you don't know that your horse is in pain by then, that's, you know, you probably shouldn't have horses. But it's a great, and actually this is really good, because also on the list of behavioral signs, it has all the possible things like pawing and tail switching and circling and flaring in the nostrils, rocking to and fore on the limbs, frequent weight shifting, flank watching. So this is a great tool. This is not going to be taught in the Equine Academy, because we're not going to make anyone into an equine expert as far as knowing horses. We're going to teach about the horse set and what it does and how to use it and when not to use it. But this could be, it could potentially be in the e-learning. I don't know if Beamer wants to go that route. But otherwise, you know, it's definitely something we can, you know, we can share amongst each other and say, hey, if you don't know this about horses, you probably should, because it all comes back to the fact that we as humans can express ourselves, and we can yell ouch and say, I don't want that, or I have a headache, or I have a belly ache and I don't want to eat for this and this reason. And in our horses, we just don't know. So the more we learn about horses when we work with them, the better it is to, you know, just to know when it is our time to step in or out when dealing with other horse owners, with in conjunction with the Beamer horse set.
So did we get some other people?
No. So Jane, I'm hoping that kind of helped you, give you a little guideline, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. I wondered about bringing it up, and I'm glad Dr. Bonk was happy that I did, and I loved what she had to say. It made a lot of sense, and I will look to the future when maybe we can share some of these fabulous resources with these people.
Perfect. All right. Thanks so much, Jane, for coming on. We appreciate you coming on.
I love you guys.
Talk to you later. Talk to you soon. All right. And we are probably should get this call wrapped up a little bit. It did seem like there was maybe a couple more people that wanted to chat with us, but we probably should respect everyone's time here and get this this show wrapped up. So I just want to make sure to kind of give everyone a last chance to any final words, Cindy.
I guess, you know, we've said a lot of appreciation for the teamwork, but, you know, we like to recognize that we're part of a family, and again, the point is that we want to help, you know, the goal in this is we want to help and do the best possible that we can for the horses. They give a lot to us, and Beamer is a way that we can give back to them, and so that's really behind the purpose of everything that we do. And so I just so appreciate the leadership that you've shown, Marlies and Ian, for taking on and promoting a project like this. It shows that, you know, and it shows that the corporation pays attention to what we need and what we're willing to put our hard efforts into. So just delighted that we have, that we've, you know, gotten to this point where we can say that we're sharing in history, because this is a first. This is a groundbreaker for Beamer in the United States. This is a groundbreaker for the horse set. It's and it's a groundbreaker in terms of being able to use technology to prove things that we have seen with observation, but literally that it validates what we've been saying. So, I mean, that's just incredible progress, and I'm so grateful to be part of it. So thank you to everybody.
Thank you, Cindy. And Dr. Vonk, final words for you for today.
Yeah, 100% agreed, Cindy. And I want to add a few things here. This study was indeed groundbreaking for Beamer, because it's the first study, you know, with Beamer, for the Beamer Equine, that we show the effects in structure and function, you know, other than the behavioral well-being aspect and the balancing of the nervous system, et cetera. This is hardcore structure and function. The second thing I want to add is that these are the results of the study, meaning reduced back pain, posture control, spinal flexibility, improved functional movement that was shown in those in that study period. Those are not new claims at this time. They're only to be seen and utilized in conjunction with the study. So they're not going to be on the brochure at this time. That may change in the future, but this is, you know, per Dr. Burka's directions. So you're going to have to share that one-page summary that is in the distributor library under sales and marketing, and it will be added on a course section as well. That's what you can share. So you're not going to make up, you know, new claims. It's in the light of that study that that was shown. It's huge. It's huge. And then the third thing is any of these claims have no applicability to how we are sharing the human set. And this is also something that I see a lot in the field, that the horse set and the human set get shared in one breath on social media posts, and the human and the horse claims, you know, are mentioned, which is fine to mention the horse claims that we have in the brochure in a post. But then it also adds on, yeah, and I also feel great, and this, you know, I improved this and this in my body, even if that personal testimonial is not, you know, doesn't have any excessive claims, it's still in the same post as the horse set claims. Dr. Burka is hyper-vigilant about this. It is very important that we separate in our public outreach the claims for the human set and the horse set. So I want to urge everyone to do that, because we do, people want to keep the Beamer on the market, right, you know, for generations to come. So use that paper and use the recording when it comes out, hopefully as soon as possible. And other than that, I'm super honored to have been part of this, and I will be part of the future BEEEs, and hopefully we'll have that T-shirt that Ian wants. And just to continue to continue to raise the bar, and thank you so much for dedicating today to this study. It was definitely you know, worth it, and thank you for a great discussion today.
Yeah, perfect
time.
Thank
you so much. Yes, thank you. And thank you for taking the time. I know you had a busy couple weeks getting ready for last night's BEEE, and then so taking the time to come on and review it with us. I really appreciate you doing that. And of course, appreciate all the effort that went into doing it in the first place. Little applause for all the work that went into that to everybody.
Woohoo!
And so thank you so much, everyone, for calling in and listening. We appreciate you doing that. And we all are looking forward to that recording, you know, especially people like me that just weren't able to get on last night, unfortunately. So I am very much looking forward to that. And it's a good time to now check in with all those people you invited and see if they were able to see it. And if they weren't, let them know that recording is coming. And you can also share the fact sheet that they've got, which is incredible too. So thanks to everyone for all the work and all the tools that they're giving us. These are just some really great strides we're making, and I can't wait for the future. It's going to be another great year. So thank you, everyone. We will meet you all back here next Thursday. Be sure to tune in to all the other days of Blog Talk. They're doing great things on all the other days, but we will see you here next Thursday. Thanks, you guys. Have such a great week.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.